B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
And good luck to us because we're trying to find Andre. Andre was...
My intel tells me we found him.
You found him?
The eagle has landed.
All right, cool. By the way, the most ridiculous thing ever is the gender reveal.
Yes.
I just don't understand it.
And our headphone policy.
Yes, that's true. But the gender reveal, what really? What, like, if you were having a third choice, I go, all right, well, you know, reveal that. Are we for real?
You know what would be cool, though?
Like, people have been born. People get born every day. Like, it's not that special.
I'll give one cool idea. NBA draft lottery. Blue ball pops up. Boy.
It's not a bad idea. The blue pink ball popping up. But I just think it's stupid.
No, it is.
Like, here's the thing. It's great for the family, right? Like, the parents. Why are you bothering everybody else with it?
It does more harm than good.
Like, you're going to do other, like, you're going to have showers and you're going to have all kinds of things. Like, you know, give people a break. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, there was a forest fire a few years ago.
Right, over these things. There he is. Look at the superstar. You're the man, cuz. My man, sit down, brother. You're good. You take that off. Yeah, you're good, baby. Amen. There he is, the drag. All right, listen, we're live.
Okay.
All right. So you know the score. I think you remember doing this because you and I have done this in the past.
Uh-huh.
What's going on, buddy?
Man, I'm excellent, man. Big week.
It's a big week.
What's going
on? Look, you got the phone.
Yeah.
It's a phone. Now, how many clients you got for you think will be drafted?
All five.
You got all five.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got two of the major studs. I think the biggest lock.
I'm biased. They're all major studs.
Yeah. Do me a favor. Speak right into that thing.
Yep.
And so tell me about the kids, right? So tell me. Well, wait. Before we do this, let me just set the stage a little bit.
Okay.
Because I'm excited to see you.
I'm following you.
All right. So Andre, you might remember from the Meat Locker days. Andre's an old friend of mine, and I couldn't be more prouder than this dude, all right? So, Dre, North Philly, through and through, grew up, hell of an athlete, played ball at Temple. He coached at Temple with Matt Rhule. He went to the Bears. Like, he's grinding tape. He's in the front office. He's doing everything, right? He'll get a break. This kid, right? He does everything, and he's the greatest dude. He knows the sport inside and out. He's on the other side of it. I think he should have been a media guy, but actually, he's really a better coach. Actually, he's really a better agent. Actually, he should be in charge of the draft and running a franchise and be a president of the franchise, and I couldn't be more proud of him. You want to talk about earning what he's done? Man, you have earned it, brother. Give people a little bit of background, man.
I appreciate you, Anthony. Thank you, as always. I appreciate the love. I'm not used to the edification. That's not really my thing, as you alluded to.
Yeah, but
to.
You know why?
I'm a grinder.
Because here's the thing. You need to say it for other people. Yeah. So that all the kids grow up in North Philly and all over this area that know they can achieve something.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, coming from where I came from the streets, you know, as we say, extreme circumstances, you know, finding a way to separate yourself, distinguish yourself from what everyone else was doing, you know, in the thought processes that we had going on as young kids in the hood, in the streets. You know, it was definitely, you know, my biggest thing at a young age was always being a great decision maker. You know, even when I was, you know, 11, 12 years old, I knew then, I'm like, yo, I have to be something. Like, I'm not coming back to the hood. I'm not going to be in the projects my entire life. I'm going to figure this out. And it didn't matter to me, you know, who believed, you know, who would listen. I've always believed in myself. You know, I had insurmountable confidence and belief that I was going to make it happen. You know, so I worked my behind off, you know, from step one to step 50, which I'm at right now. You know, people say the overnight success thing. You know,
please.
Yeah, it took me 12 years. 12 years, not including childhood, right? But 12 years of tireless grinding, you know, sleepless nights, you know, not eating 3 meals a day, you know, things like that, man. 17, 18 hours in the office, whether it's in the NFL or, you know, grinding for Coach Rule or Coach Adazio, you know, all that stuff, man. It prepared me for this time right now.
While you have a family.
While I have a family.
You had two little girls. Now you got a little boy.
Now I have my first boy.
You got your
boy.
Prince.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, the sacrifices that my wife made, you know, allowing me to go after what I believe in, right? You know, shout out to her, because without her, that doesn't happen.
That's right.
You know, you have to make, again, you got to make great decisions, even with the people that you choose to partner with, whether it's for life or whether it's for business. Partnerships are everything. So, you know, all the credit goes to her as well.
But, dude, it's funny because I could, you know, you and I hit it off instantly.
Absolutely.
Years ago. Yes.
The other place.
John. Yeah. Yep. And we immediately became tight.
Yep.
It was funny how things happened. You know what I mean?
Well, you always welcomed me in, though. Remember, I used to come back. I was on the sales side. I was the accounting executive. And I used to always walk back there and just, you know, listen to you work. Listen to how you dealt with people, the way you treated people. And I just gravitated towards you. That wasn't by mistake. That was by design. You know?
Yeah, but we connected, though.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, 100%. We always connected. So, all right. Now, you're at a big agency, and you have 5 players. Now, tell us the story behind each one, because this is a fascinating deal, man. And what's going on is really cool. Let's begin with Kyle, right? You know, talk about a hometown and beast.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the story of you and Kyle and where Kyle Pitts and where you hope he goes and how he got to this journey.
Kyle Pitts is such a phenomenal young man. And obviously everyone sees the talent on the field, the work that he puts in, the tireless work. Kyle as a person may be better than Kyle as a player. You know, he's straight up and down. He's no nonsense. He's attack each day the same to get better. He's a worker. You know, I've known Kyle for some years now. A lot of people don't know that. But his trainer, Greg Garrett, at level 40, you know, up in King of Prussia, you know, we've known each other for over 15 years. And so Greg was the one that introduced me to Kyle. And Greg trained Sharif Floyd.
Yes.
Our first rounder from Florida.
Boy, we're tight with Sharif.
Exactly,
we love Reef.
Exactly.
Reef is the best.
Reef is the best. Yeah. So, you know, without relationships, you know, where are we? Right.
Yeah.
Relationships are worth more than money, in my opinion. So I meet Kyle, we build a relationship, and you know, he's kind of seen my trajectory, the work I've put in from, you know, college to the NFL. To the other place that I was at, right? Before I got that first. And, you know, and it just kind of.
Which wasn't right, but we don't need to go there.
Yeah, we don't need to, you know, delve into that. But, you know, it prepared me for this. But, you know, Kyle gave me an opportunity of a lifetime. When you're talking about arguably the best player in the draft, I'm biased, the best player in the draft, non-negotiable, you know, to bet on, you know, a young guy like me that's from his city, that's rare. It never happens.
Dude, he's so good,
he's excellent.
You know, it's funny because you can't label him as a tight end.
He got mad at me, right? He got mad at me because I called him wide receiver one. He's like, no, bro, I'm a tight end. And I was like, dude, like, no, like, you're literally the best wide receiver,
right.
Best tight end, the best offensive weapon in this draft.
He's a true weapon X.
He's a weapon.
Yes.
I mean, how do you defend it?
Yeah.
The catch radius is ridiculous, right? It's exceptional. It's really rare. They had a stat that came out during the pro day that his wingspan was the largest wingspan they've measured ever.
Wow.
That's like a basketball wingspan.
Yeah, I mean, that's insane.
Like, how do you defend that?
With those hands soft, he catches everything, man.
He snags it. When it comes to his direction, he snags it. He's not a body catcher.
No.
He's going at it with his hands. He's snagging it.
Yeah.
And then you talk about the route running.
It's funny, guy. You talk about hands catching, and I think of earlier I was talking about Hollywood Brown, and Hollywood Brown catches everything with his chest, and it's you saw last year, and that's a problem, right? Like you got to be a handsman, and Kyle is the ultimate handsman.
Yeah, I'm a little biased with Hollywood. He was the guy that I had dealings with before, so I mean I still have some love and adoration for him. So I abstain from speaking on that.
No, but I didn't mean, I just meant the difference between the hands catcher and the body catcher.
Yeah, I mean, Kyle's just a different, he's a rare breed. I mean, then you talk about, again, his route running is very good. I would even aim to say it's excellent. Because if you compare it to some of these other wide receivers in the draft, he's very meticulous with it. He doesn't waste movement. He doesn't waste steps. Everything is precise. He was a receiver before he played tight end.
Right.
You know, so he's had that training for years on. So when they initially made the switch to tight end, it was like, okay, I see where this is going. You know, then you look at his short area quickness. When he's coming off the line of scrimmage, his releases are phenomenal. He's leaving DBs, like some of the top corners in this draft. He's
at that size.
At that size.
Judas! You kidding me? We're talking to Andre Odom, super agent, North Philly zone. Do you want him anywhere in particular? Like when you look, I mean, you can see. I mean, we go through it all. Yeah. Is there a couple teams that you go, yeah, I'd like to see him go?
I mean, I think he'd be an excellent fit wherever he goes, honestly. I think he'll come in day one and, you know, he'll command the attention of the locker room. But more importantly, he'll command the attention of each defense that he faces. And I think he'll be, I don't think, I know, I believe that he'll be such a game changer for the culture of whichever team drafts him.
See, that was one of the laments that the Eagles at six, right?
Yep.
Listen, I like the eye concept. They get another first round pick. It's great. But, listen, he probably won't get to six, but had he been at six, the Eagles were there. I mean, what would that prospect been? Is that a good thing for a kid that's from a city to be drafted by his city team?
For Kyle, it would have been excellent for him because Kyle is one of those young men that he can handle that the pressure that comes with that, right? He can handle everything that comes with it. He has a circle of influence around him that has equipped and prepared him for this. And then he's so mentally resilient that nothing affects him. Yeah, he would have been great here. He'd been an excellent fit for the city and for that organization.
Wow. I mean,
and some people will look at me and say, "Yo, you're biased. You're supposed to say that." No,
listen, everybody knows how good he is. So listen, one of the reasons why I wanted you to come in was to give some insight, but you're always real. You've done it from all three vantage points, right? You've done it from as a coach. Mm-hmm. You've done it from the personnel, NFL personnel side, and now as an agent.
Absolutely.
So I don't know if there's anybody out there like that, like you, who've done it, who can look at it from the three different spectrums.
That's a really, really good point. But beyond and before everything, I'm an evaluator. I believe we're all evaluators to a certain extent, right? But like my job is, my mindset is always evaluating.
Yeah,
I have to see if this person is a good fit for me and what I do and what I bring to the table, and vice versa. Will I be a good fit for he and his family?
Right.
Right. Because a lot of people think it's all about the skill set. What does he do on the field? What does he do on the court? No, it's like, yo, it has to be a good fit, you know, personally, mentally, because we operate differently. Like, we're very, very hands-on, right? And a lot of guys aren't really used to that. So I tell guys and their families ahead of time, like, hey, I may not be a good fit for you. You know, well, why do you say that? Well, because I'm very hands-on. You know, I'm not a yes man. I never was. I never will be. You know, and the way we operate is completely
you got to be able to trust us.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, you know the landscape. That's a big deal. How many teams, like, are you getting just constant texts about them constantly? And are you trying to, you know, listen, you know who's BSing, who's not BSing.
Yeah. Well, everything's virtual now. So you know what that comes with. So everyone's scratching and clawing to spend as much time with every prospect.
Right.
You know, it's not like it was before where you kind of differentiate, okay, cool, you know, Minnesota, you know, has reached out this amount of time. No, every team is reaching out literally for every prospect because when you can't have that face-to-face interaction, like at the combine and then team top 30 visits and things like that, you get these Zoom calls, you know, these video Zoom calls where you get a certain amount of time allotted. So they're like maxing out, like, yo, we need to set up another one with this guy. That's, you know, so.
Oh, I can only hear, I can just hear Matt right now. He'll try.
Maddie. Man, how much is he killing it right now?
Oh, Matt Rhule is killing it. Yeah, it is. It's cool that, you know, that, like you guys who work together, Temple, and I fell in love with both of you.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's bizarre how life works. It's really cool. So you got Kyle and you got Micah.
Now, Carson.
Let's talk about that because you're talking about a kid who is a beast. I mean, could be the biggest force defensively. And we got to take a quick commercial. We're going to come back and I really want you to dive deeply in it because Micah presents a different type of challenge because you also have to navigate what's out there about him.
Mm-hmm.
And make sure that, you know how these teams are.
Absolutely.
And you know whispers down the lane.
The noise.
Yes. So how does one protect his top client from some of the whispers and some of the noise? We'll discuss that. We'll dive into what Andre thinks will happen in the first round. I love it. You can head over the draft with Super Agent Andre Odom. Right here, 97.5, The Fanatic. All right, let me tell you about Parks Casino, Street Road, Ben Salem, the hometown 4-for-4 casino and sportsbook of choice. It's Parks Casino. In fact, you look at tonight, right? Fightins, Eflin, FF Eflin. I think the bats will come alive tonight. I think I like the over tonight, in fact. You can check out all that. You got Flyers and Sixers this week. All there and all, take a look at all the props and you can bet on every futures. Like you watch the draft, you go, wow, like I like this team for the future. Check that out. It's Parks Casino. Go to parkscasino.com/PA. Use the promo code Fanatic. You'll get a risk-free bet up to $500. Website's got all the details. Just remember, you got to be 21. You got to be in Pennsylvania. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Hanging out on a beautiful afternoon, couple days from the draft. Don't forget our 12 o'clock hour brought to you by Service First Heating and Air Conditioning. Get 0% financing for 72 months and a $500 rebate when you purchase a complete heating and cooling system from Service First. Learn more at servicefirsthvachvac.com. So, joining us in our in studio this hour, having some fun, Andre Odom, dear friend of mine, goes way back. He is now a super agent. And Andre, again, Temple man, grew up in North Philly, played ball at Temple, coached at Temple, was with the Bears in the front office, and now he's a super agent, and he's got five players who will be expected to be drafted, including a lot of the top guys. I think Kyle Pitts and Micah Parsons. So how did the Micah Parsons come about? And how do you, as an agent who loves the kid, who knows him, and, you know, you're a natural protector, right? Like,
for sure.
You know, you're that guy. And you got, I'm looking at your three kids, and they're just magnificent. You know, we kind of share that stuff.
Yeah.
And you're that protector. Yep. And so when you look at one of your, an agent, it's different. It's like these kids are your family. You're like protecting them. So when all the stuff comes out about Mike and it's all, well, is he really coachable or is this that or whatever? How do you navigate this stuff?
The noise. So first and foremost, to preface my statement, you know, Micah, his family, you know, Kyle, his family, Jason Owe, you know, Andre Sisco, you know, Mark Webb, another Philadelphia native.
Yeah.
You know, their families entrust us to always do right by them, take care of them, protect them, but also to educate them, right? And to never withhold the truth, always be transparent, you know, and that's one of the things that we pride ourselves on, you know, at Athletes First, you know, always, you know, keeping it family oriented, right? But doing the right thing by our guys. You know, so the biggest thing with Micah, obviously, is, you know, the character issues. The most important thing and the key thing with Micah is Micah's a good person. He's really a good young man. And people don't know that. You know, another thing they don't know about Micah is Micah's very intuitive. He's a very, very smart young man, a bright young man. And when I say that, I'll give you an example. I didn't notice about him at first. When he first reported to California to start training, you know, I walked into his condo and I'm like, dude's sitting there playing chess.
Get out.
This is what he does on his free time.
That's cool.
He plays chess. And I mean, you know about the game. Yeah. There's not many people that really take to the game that well or more so know how to play the game. That's what he does on his free time. You know, play chess, playing video games, reading books. One of his hobbies, and not to put too much out there about him, but he's into investing in stocks.
That's awesome.
Cryptocurrency. Things like that. So that's the stuff that you don't hear, right? But you hear about the noise.
Right.
The things that he did when he was 15, 16, 17 years old. I think back to the things that I was doing at 17 and 18. You know, if like, come on. Like, none of us are perfect, right? Or are there some perfect people out there?
Well, and that's the point. I'm with you. It's funny. There was a story today on the news about a girl. I don't know. She didn't make her cheerleading team. I don't even know the whole story. I'm just paraphrasing it to make a point. But anyway, she tweeted, F the cheerleaders, F this, F the coach, F school, you know, because she was 15 years old, right? And 15 years old, you don't know how to comport yourself, right?
She's a baby.
Exactly. And so she takes the tweet down, but it got screenshot. And then it got passed around at school, and then she gets suspended. And, you know, here's the problem. It's like we're entrusting children with social media and then holding whatever they tweet or say at the age of 14, 15, whatever it is, and hold them to it as an adult. That's not right.
So are you going to truly condemn this 15-year-old baby?
Exactly.
For what mistake she made as a child? You know, like, that's just, that doesn't make sense to me personally. And that's a shame for her, obviously, because, you know, unfortunately, that's going to follow her. You know, but, and the same for Micah. Like, the things that he may or may not have done, because a lot of those things that quote unquote came out about him were false.
Right.
They just weren't true. Simply weren't true. You know, and that's coming from not just myself, but people around the program, the coaches, his teammates, you know, and one instance specifically that happened at Penn State, you know, I talked to a couple of his teammates that were there. It didn't happen. And it's a shame because a lot of these media members, they'll take these stories that they come across, right? And they'll report it as if it's true. But then when it comes out that it's actually inaccurate, you know, they won't stand on their own two feet and take the initiative to say, you know what, I was incorrect. the information that I got was false. You know, he didn't do this. She didn't do this. And now you're looking at this for the rest of your life as it's going to follow you. So the way we handle it is just always being transparent. First and foremost, we have to maintain transparency with the family, with the young man, and with these teams. They look at us and they trust us, you know, to be honest.
I'm looking at one of these CBS draft sketches, mm-hmm. right? And they're talking about the first linebacker drafted.
Mm-hmm.
And the kid Davis, they go, well, there's a chance that Davis, because Pete Prisco says he could go, he's going to be the best linebacker in the class, better than Michael Parsons, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, right away, maturity concerns, right? Like, yeah. they just, these things get thrown around, yeah. and especially online, because, first mm-hmm. of all, there's a lack of reporting. Right, and then you got people that aren't really...
Yeah, everyone's a reporter now.
Right.
There's no accountability.
And people, and stuff gets thrown out there, right. and all of a sudden that becomes gospel.
Exactly, when in actual reality it's not.
Right.
But no one cares about the truth. Just as long as it's there, push it out fast, sell it. Doesn't matter who it hurts. Just sell it, say yeah. it. And that's unfortunate.
So, when you look at Micah, where do you think he's going to go?
I mean, personally, I believe he's still going to go in that top 11, top 10 area. I think he'll be a really good fit anywhere he goes. But me personally, I really wouldn't, and I'm being honest with you, from a forget the agent hat, let's put on the front office the evaluation yes. hat. I love Micah as a 3-4 outside linebacker.
Yeah.
That's just what I envision.
I can see that.
You know,
I can see
put
that.
Put him on one side
He's
of the field.
He's too good. He's got to, you know what? Because you almost waste him in a 4-3.
You put him inside. Now, he's so talented.
He can do it.
Like, yeah. listen, he's only played linebacker for 2 years inside.
Yeah.
He was a defensive end.
Yeah.
Dominating high school.
Yeah.
He's played linebacker for 2 years.
Yeah.
And he dominated the way he did. Ideally for me, if I was the head coach, I want him in a 3-4 system.
Yeah.
I'm putting him as that outside buck. Where I can rush him off the edge.
Sure.
He's athletic enough to drop in space.
Yeah.
He can cover. He can cover that tight end up the seam.
Yeah.
He can even move out to the slot and cover those slot receivers.
Yeah.
He's that talented.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be creative with a guy like that.
Oh, my God. What you could do with him?
You could do whatever you want with him. I think you minimize and you peg him.
I kind of know a little something because I was talking to Coach Spags about that.
Spags, another phenomenal football mind.
And we were talking about like what you could do with him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
And I'm sure Coach Spags will probably agree with me.
Yeah.
I wouldn't put him in the middle. I'd put him
yeah.
outside. That's just me.
I think you're right about that. Well, let's have a little fun here.
Let's do it.
Let's go a little like mock, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so Jags are going to take Lawrence. I'm going to ask you to put your personnel hat on,
yep.
okay? Your evaluator hat. Yep. You like Lawrence as a lock NFL quarterback.
Do I like him as a lock NFL quarterback? I think it's going to be predicated upon what Coach Meyer does in Jacksonville,
uh-huh.
schematically. You know, is he talented? Absolutely. Is he talented enough to run any offense? I believe so. But it's tough to say lock, man.
Well, you know what I'm saying. I mean, I guess the last guy as polished to come out would be Luck.
And there's not many Andrew Lucks walking around.
I know.
And
I don't think he's
as polished as Andrew Luck. That's just my personal opinion. Andrew Luck was different.
Yeah. I mean, now, I love him, but, you know, I loved Luck, too.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to come out after his junior year, and he stayed.
He prioritized education over yeah. football, and, you know, I respect that.
What do you think? All right, let's keep going.
Yeah.
All right. Jets, there's a lot of talk. Jets go with Zach Wilson. Do you like Zach Wilson? What is it? The people rave about his arm. What do you think of him?
You know, I you've only seen 1 year of Zach. You know, with all due respect, I never want to talk next.
It's a tough year with college football and the pandemic.
I never want to speak ill will on anyone else's clients. That's not my thing. But
I'm asking you
yeah.
as a personnel guy.
Yeah.
You're not being negative. Yeah. Just yeah. you know.
I mean, I don't know how if I'm the GM of the Jets, I'm sitting there and I'm asking myself, you know, we're going off of 1 year of tape
yeah.
on this young man, Have we seen enough to take him at number two? But then on the flip side of that, you have to say, well, if I'm going to take a gamble, what other position am I going to gamble on other than quarterback?
Right. Like, we know right now the quarterback, I mean, listen, it is. There's five of them, right? Mm-hmm. There's a lot of talk that Mac Jones will go third to the Niners. You also got the two wild cards. Justin Fields is kind of a wild card. There's a lot of talk about him slipping. I don't think he slips past eight.
I don't know how a team is sitting there and you not ask yourself, I don't care if it's Jacksonville, I don't care if it's the Jets. I don't know how you don't ask yourself, man, this is a tough decision. Justin Fields is sitting right there.
Right.
The kid is a winner.
Yep.
He's a winner at the highest level. He went toe-to-toe with Clemson's quarterback and out-dueled him. And put up six touchdowns.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
His smarts are off the charts.
Yes.
He's talented. Throwing the ball and running the ball. So I don't know why it's such a clear cut and concise decision, you know, to go with those two guys. I mean, me personally, I'm sitting there and I'm nervous.
Who knows? You're Shanahan. He may be like, this is just the conventional wisdom that Mac Jones goes third. Now, we'll see. And then, of course, you got Trey Lance as the fifth quarterback. And, again, coming from North Dakota State, where mm-hmm. Wentz went and the whole thing.
Well, Kyle Trask as well.
Yes.
Kyle Trask as well.
Do you?
I like Kyle Trask.
But I don't think he goes in the first round. You think he goes in the first round?
I think there will be five quarterbacks in the first round.
So, I'm thinking you got Sunshine.
Yep.
You got Zach Wilson. You got
Lance.
Jones. Fields and Mac Jones.
I think Kyle goes close.
Okay.
I think he does.
All right.
I like Kyle.
Really?
Yeah. I saw a lot of him throwing a
Kyle. Well, I know you saw a lot. Yeah, I know you saw a lot of him.
I think he possesses
a little on the size.
A lot of talent. You said undersized?
Yeah.
I mean, he's no more undersized than Zach Wilson. Zach Wilson's kind of a tiny guy, right?
Yeah. Like
6'2".
Yeah.
About, what is he, about 215, 220?
Trey's like 6 feet, little, you know.
Fast?
Yeah. You like him, man.
I like him.
All right, listen. I trust your eyes. All right, four is Atlanta. Okay. Now, the Falcons at four, there's a lot of talk that if it's not a quarterback, it's Kyle.
Yeah. I think this is such a quarterback needy league.
Yeah.
You know, it would be nice to have Kyle go top five, go forward to Atlanta to be down there in that offense with Matt Ryan, Julio outside of him if he's still there, and Calvin Ridley.
Yeah.
But at the same time, this is a quarterback-driven league, and you always have to prepare for your future. They have a new GM.
Yep.
They have a new head coach, right? So you kind of want to start, you know, building for the future. So do you do that with a weapon, or do you do that with the franchise player?
Yeah, and then you have the possibility of a trade.
Exactly.
There's all kinds of stuff. Andre Odom, super agent. North Philly proud, baby.
For sure.
Damn straight. Bengals fifth. They could go a number of different ways. They could go Kyle and mm-hmm. give Joe Burrow a weapon.
Yep.
They can go Sewell, who I think is a lock stud tackle.
Yeah.
I love my man Lincoln Kennedy, who's a Pac-12 analyst and played that position, mm-hmm. is all about Sewell.
Yeah. I don't know why you don't protect Joe Burrow.
Right.
That's your investment. That's your franchise. I think the most important thing is protect him at all costs.
Agreed. Six Dolphins. They go a number of different ways. Again, they can trade it. You're going to have Jamar Chase. You got Tua. Mm-hmm. So, you know, do you go protect him or do you go with a weapon? They can use an outside guy and Jamar Chase at six, or Kyle would be interesting.
I go Kyle if he's there.
Yes.
I go Kyle. I think that's
so your Dolphins. Kyle goes to Miami. That's mm-hmm. that could happen.
I think that's a really good fit. You look at what Tua did in college.
Yeah,
he excelled at more so between the hashes.
I like that.
Right up the seams, things like that. Kyle,
actually, that's a great fit right there.
Yeah.
Seven Detroit. They go different ways. You can go with Jamar Chase, or you know, I don't think Kyle's going to be there at that point.
No, Kyle wouldn't be there. But at the same time, they have a new head coach who's kind of a down and dirty kind of guy.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
You know, in between the trenches, right?
Yeah, he's biting ankles.
You're in a tough city like Detroit.
Yes.
This share a lot of similar commonalities with Philadelphia.
Yes.
Why not go defense?
And why not go Micah?
Why not go Micah Parsons?
Yeah, I like that. And of course, then number eight is our boy, the Fighting Rules.
Yeah.
And he's got his quarterback night since he went and got Darnold. I think something little, I think he kind of liked Deshaun Watson a lot.
Yeah.
And then, you know, so I think he settled with Darnold. And I think now he's in position to go a lot of different ways.
Do you go Rashawn Slater? Go protect Darnold?
Yeah.
Go get that tackle?
I think he needs, I think he's got to address the offensive line.
You have to.
He beat his draft last year was all defense.
Yeah. Yeah.
How about that draft? I was wild.
And you see how that defense performed.
Jeremy Chin's a player. Oh,
he's a baller.
I love what he did. At the end of that season last year, they rallied.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, and they played hard.
They
every
did.
Single game to the end of the game.
And again, you know.
That's the Matt Rule coach team, though.
Yes. Denver, mm-hmm. They could go Micah, too.
They could go Micah, or they can go quarterback.
Yes. Yeah, well, they've been struggling. Struggling for a quarterback.
Yeah.
The whole Elway thing has been a disaster. 10, Dallas. I mean, you got to think Surtain. Although, do you like J.C. Horn? Let me ask you, as an evaluator, assuming both players, you go Horn or Surtain?
I go J.C. Horn.
You too.
Non-negotiable.
Wow.
J.C. Horn is an absolute stud.
Yeah.
Right? But he has the mindset as well. Every time J.C. lines up, it's war for J.C.
Yeah.
J.C.'s not your friend. He doesn't want to be your friend.
Oh, well, you love that.
He doesn't want to talk to you after the game or before the game.
Oh, we love that.
Right? J.C.'s a competitor. He has the bloodlines. He's a worker.
Yes.
Every snap, he's locked in. And his ceiling to grow... So, it continues to increase.
What is it about Surtain? Because I'm still trying to find what he doesn't do.
I don't think it's so much what he doesn't do. I think it's that if you look at trajectory, you know, for upside, ceiling to grow, I think one of the things about players that come from Alabama, Alabama does a phenomenal job of maximizing every single player that they get. So when that player transitions to the next level, it's kind of like, how much more can you get out of it? Because Coach Saban's going to do the best job of getting every ounce.
Yes.
You know,
of
excellence out of you.
Yes.
And you're going to be so prepared for the next level. But once you get there, like, how much room do you have to grow?
Yeah.
You know, so I don't think it's so much of what the young man can't do or doesn't do. I think he's just really, really good.
You're talking about offside. All right. We're up against it, so I want to get this quickly. So then you get the Giants, and they go a lot of different ways. Yeah. Obviously, Micah is in
Micah
play.
Micah is there, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm not a Quiddy Pay guy. I think that's too high for him. And then, of course, you got the Eagles.
Let's do it. Jalen Waddle's there. What do you do?
Or
do you go corner?
Yeah, I want defense. Like, if the Cowboys go Horn, how do you pass up Surtain at 12?
I think this is going to be a very tough decision to make. Do you take Surtain or do you go offense? This is a points league.
I know, you got to build your defense. You have nothing on defense.
Yeah.
Under the age of 30, I mean.
Yeah.
I mean, the Eagles are, this is a process for the Eagles.
Yeah. But haven't they been needy for wide receiver help for the longest period of time?
Yeah.
We're just talking through it.
Yeah, right? How many times are you going to go to the well with it? How many times are you going to fail? Right? Never mind. I don't want to put you in that spot. That's just my, it comes out. Dre, you know me.
I know.
It just oozes out sometimes.
I know, but we have to stay hopeful.
Yes.
We have to stay hopeful.
Yes.
At 12, you know, Jalen Waddle's there, who I believe Jalen Waddle, and I don't represent Jalen.
Right.
But I see what I see. I trust my eyes.
You like Waddle over Devontae Smith.
100%.
Yeah, I know.
100%.
I know. Listen,
he has more value.
Before the injury, mm-hmm. he was the guy on that team.
Turn it up.
Yeah, he was. So give us real quick, because we're up against it. Sure. Your day tomorrow, you're flying out to the draft.
Yes, sir.
And what are you going to be doing?
I will get with the guys, go to lunch, I'm assuming, right? And just, you know, sit down, shoot the stuff, kind of just relax, get away from all that. Don't think about it. We'll have our video game out there and all that. So we'll play some video games, eat, and just kind of just chill out. Just keep it real low key.
And then day of the draft.
Locked in. Yeah. But keep it locked.
No, will you guys be in a certain spot? Like, where will you guys be with? And especially since you got guys that are going to be going high. Yeah. Like, what's that set up?
Yeah, well, the green room is still set up the same. There's going to be a lot more space.
Because
Because of the pandemic. But, you know, there'll be a lot more space in between each section. But,
The guys can hog rods this year.
Yeah. And everyone's going to get tested once we get out there.
Right.
So that'll be fine, too. So I think it'll be a really good setup. The biggest thing is just keeping it light. Just not overthinking it, right? Just you know, listen, all the work is done. Now it's time to enjoy it.
Yeah, this is it. This is this is the fruits of your labor.
For sure.
All that stuff. You're going to be looking sharp. You went to Pasquale to get the suit pressed.
Our guy, he took care of me. He took care of me. I appreciate you for setting that up.
Pasquale Taylor.
It's tough to find a good tailor.
He's the best.
He and his wife are absolutely the best.
Yeah, he's a great guy. Great man. Dre, thank you so much for hanging with us.
Absolutely. Thank
you. All right, brother.
Thank you, brother.
Listen, so proud of you.
Thank you.
And for everybody out there, the story of Andre Odom is an amazing one. It starts in the projects in North Philly, and it's not all the way written, but right now, through Temple University as a football player, knew that he wasn't going to play in the NFL, got into coaching with Matt Rhule, has been grinding it, goes to Chicago as a personnel guy, has a beautiful family, a supporting wife, three children, and now he's a super agent with his clients, two of the top 10 prospects in the league. So I'm proud of him. I knew him when.
We got to keep grinding, Anthony. Treat every day like it's the first day at the internship.
Amen, brother. Amen. Listen, knock him dead tomorrow, all right? Thursday.
Appreciate you, brother.
There he is, Andre Odom. We'll come back and we'll take your phone calls. Hope you enjoyed that little conversation with Andre. Some real insight. One of our own. Cuz Radio, Tunis, 97.5, The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.